Shared repositories allow collaboration features such as threaded discussions and peer-to-peer messaging as well. Okay, and they foster or I would say encourage team collaboration and synchronization very easily. Okay, large projects and large teams may require access to many corporate resources, and that is why you need shared repositories. Now, so people can share information resources quickly. Okay, people who are sitting in India can share details to people who are sitting in US. Okay, people who are sitting in US can share information to people who are sitting in Europe. Okay, that becomes very easy with shared repositories. Okay, and concentration of information and dispersal of information can be very easily done. Now, how do you involve these remote teams or distributed teams, what we call about, okay? How do you ensure that they are involved in each and every task, or rather, you know, tasks which are required to be performed by them, okay? Like reviews. One of the aspects is reviews. What do you mean by review? Review is check, quality check, basically. Periodic design and code reviews. Code review means to build a software, you need to write a code in different languages. It can be a Java, C++, or any, you know, JavaScripts. So this needs to be created and this code needs to be reviewed. Are there any bugs or are there any mistakes in a code? Design. Is the design perfect? Is it according to customer requirement? Is it user friendly? Will the 60 plus years person will be able to use this? All these checks, quality checks are done, okay? So people will be able to participate and then contribute their ideas towards it, reviews, okay? On-site visits, okay? So periodically inviting remote developers to headquarters or other centers makes people understand that, yeah, or feel comfortable. They relate to each other. As I said, you know, face-to-face interaction is good via web conferencing, but a physical meet always makes an impression on a person. Okay, so having a diverse contact with them, you know, direct contact with them, talking, interacting helps build a rapport. Okay, so remote teams. Okay, then presentations. Remote team members should periodically demonstrate work via online presentations. Or they could be, you know, in a training session or meetings wherein, you know, people feel that, yeah, this is what I have done and I need to showcase that. Okay. Blogging. Many people are aware about this, but still, weblogging or logging is a way you instantly publish ideas in the form of a web page. Okay. This can be a short message or a long message in a chronological order. Okay, it allows individual to, you know, chronologically record their daily work so that people understand what has been done, okay, what has been achieved. Okay, so blogging, writing a kind of a log of what you have done, completed code for rewards, tested the code for rewards. Okay, now I have moved the code for testing for test team in this section. Okay, that is blogging. Okay, that helps team understand the way the work has been completed. Blogging. Maintenance for, in, you know, kind of a critical problems which arise, you know, they also can be, you know, covered, you know, mission critical problems, round the clock coverage could be required. This various disperse team can take advantage of this. Okay. And one can staff up a team in different geographical location and make use of different time difference and distributed workload and easy pressure off on the engineers. Okay, right? Blogging example, part of a team in US and part of team in India. US engineers can work on problem during their day and India team will work in their day. Okay, so it helps them to understand by blogging, you know, people will be able to understand what has been completed, what needs to be done easily. Right. Okay, now let's move on to a very interesting topic, which is called motivation theory. So we are talking about building a team. Okay, building a team requires a lot of things. We discussed about how do you communicate, how do you ensure that team building activities happen, team feels one. Okay, another important aspect is motivation. Motivation is very, very important for the team. So motivation is inner drive or desire, reason that pushes you to take action, achieve goals, keep going even if the situation is difficult. Okay, motivation. So this motivation has roots, deep roots in physiological, behavioral and social areas. How people feel motivated. So we are going to look at few of the motivational theories which have been prevalent in the industry. Okay. So in order to gain cooperation from the team, it is very important for the project manager to motivate the team. Always keep on motivating the team. Okay. And the best way to gain cooperation of a team is motivate the team about what is needed to be done. Okay. Please understand, project manager's role is to understand their needs and then motivate. Okay. Understand their needs and then motivate. Okay. So here we are going to discuss about McGraw's theory of X and Y. That's a motivation theory which was introduced way back in the industry, and it is very, very popular. Okay, many times people refer to this McGraw's theory of X and Y. What does it mean? Okay, what it means is people are, as per McGraw's theory, people are divided into two groups, X and Y. Okay, it is what it means is X people are pessimistic people. And why people are optimistic people. X people are wherein they require constant supervision because they are reluctant to work. Okay, they every minute needs to be accounted for. And why people are optimistic people, they adapt according to the changing needs of project. Okay, they are self-managed team approach. They provide a self-managed team approach, right? So it says that theory X, if you follow, many times there are poor results, theory Y for better performance. Okay, this fundamental approach, what I explained to you is, you know, the X needs constant supervision, Y needs, you know, no supervision. They are self-managed team approach, you know, managers provide resources. Okay, they will work on it. Here manager will dictate terms, but they will tell how to speak, what to speak, everything to X people. Okay, so it X is a authority and management style, dictatorship. Okay, people dislike work because it's rigid supervision. As per this theory, an average person dislikes the work and will avoid it. That's a, if you feel that that is a mentality of people, then you go with theory X, authoritarian, dictatorship. Okay, in case of X, people must be forced to work. Okay, if you remember, we talked about pain and pleasure, rewards, opportunities, threats, right? So here you apply, project manager needs to apply threat or punishment to get the work done or achieve the organizational objectives. Okay. Project managers overview about the theory X is they will avoid the work. They are not ambitious. They do not want to do any, they want to take any responsibilities. As against this, theory Y is people are willing to work without any supervision and they will achieve the goal which has been set for them. Okay, they feel motivated. They feel motivated. They do not need any supervision. That is theory Y. Okay, Y offers optimistic point of view. They just need the support which is required to achieve the result. They do not need to be directed, because they feel that work is very enjoyable. They feel work is enjoyable. And they feel motivated They feel that, you know, I have been self-directed. Myself, I am able to do my own work. I set my own goals. This is the goal which has been set by the team for me to achieve. I set my goals higher because I want to achieve more. That is optimistic view of looking at the things. McGraw's theory of X and Y. Okay. So people apply self-control, self-direction, achieving objective without any external control. They are committed people. Okay. They usually accept, often seek responsibility. They need not to be managed. Okay. No dictatorship. Okay. Authority and management style. Okay. And capacity to use high degree of imagination, integrity, creativity, and solving organization problem. So here, there is a liberty to the people so that they can achieve the results very quickly. People do not feel bored. They feel that, yes, whatever I'm doing is being valued. So it leads to innovation. It leads to innovation. Okay. There is another theory which we are going to look at is Maslow's theory of need. Maslow's theory of need. Okay. Now, what does Maslow's theory of need mean? It means that everybody of us is motivated by our needs. These needs are inborn. Okay. But they evolve over a period of time. They evolve over a period of time, right? There are basic needs. So Abraham Maslow has created a hierarchy of needs that needs to be achieved or that basically motivates a person. Okay. First and foremost is your basic needs. Okay. We are going to look at the triangle of Maslow's theory of need. Okay. First thing is your survival needs. How do I survive? Then safety. Do I feel safe in the environment which I am in? Not necessarily a project, but also, you know, my economical or external environment. Okay. Next is love and belonging needs. Do I feel, you know, being appreciated, loved, right? Am I being rewarded? Esteem needs. Do I feel, you know, social related, you know, esteem, recognition has been provided to me, right? So self-actualization is the last step, you know, when you become sant. You feel that I have achieved something which cannot be, you know, achieved by anyone else. Okay. So this Maslow's hierarchy needs states that one must satisfy the basic needs to move to the next need. First basic need needs to be satisfied so that I can move to the next need. So first survival, and then later on the furthest needs to be achieved. Okay. So let's go to the Maslow's theory slowly and understand, okay, Maslow's hierarchy of needs model was developed way back in 1943. Okay, and this has been still relevant in current scenarios as well. Okay, because psychologically we are able to connect to this. Maybe our survival needs definition has changed, but still we need to survive in environment. Okay, so this theory still, the theory of need still is relevant in the market. Okay, the hierarchy of need comprises of five needs I talked about. Okay, original version remains the most people definitive, you know, original version which has been defined. Also, still, as I said, relevant in a market. Okay, people do not work for security or money, they work basically because they need to survive. That's a basic instinct which has been defined. Okay, they work to contribute their skills, And then they call this, Maslow calls it as a self-actualization. People are motivated and said that one cannot climb the next level, as I explained, unless and until the basic needs are fulfilled. Okay. So if you look at the image, you will see that, you know, first level, okay, is your physiological needs. Wherein, let me give you an example. Okay, people started. I'll give you an example of your father or mother who started working in the industry. Okay, so when they started working, their first aim was to earn money so that I can have food on my plate and a place to stay. Okay, so when they came here to work in urban areas, they started working because they had to earn money for food and place to stay. Physiological, survival needs. Okay, next, I'm staying in a chawl, but it's not safe. I've been working, but it's not safe. Okay, I need job security. Now I have a job, but it is not, it is temporary. What should I do? Job security. Family. I need to have a family, physical needs, safety needs come into picture. I need to have a job security so that my income is constant. What should I do for it? I work harder. I work harder. They started working harder. Next, social. As they started working, the company started that people are working very, very, you know, diligently. I should provide something. So they started running buses. So there used to be buses which used to run, let's say, take example, L&T. L&T used to provide buses for their staffs. People used to feel proud. Yeah, I'm traveling to L&T campus in a bus. They feel attachment to this. They feel attachment to the colleagues. Okay. Social interaction happens. Okay. Now when I'm working in a team, I feel, you know, first, now look at the steps which we are looking at. First, I need to have a food. Second, job security. Third, again, social interaction, you know, in terms of colleagues, people understanding this, okay, interacting with team, bonding, working. Next, self-esteem. I should perform better. I should be rewarded. Rewards, recognition will come into picture. And then self-actualization. Self-actualization is wherein you feel that, yes, I have achieved in the life which was needed to be done. I have reached the level which was required. I have become a senior manager in the work. This is what I wanted to achieve. This is what I have needed to be done. And yes, I have achieved it. So Maslow theory, we had looked at, you know. Okay. If you look at five steps, each step, once fulfilled, then you go to next. First, I need to have a food on my plate. And that is why I need to do job. Once I have a job, then I will look at, you know, job security. Once I have a job security, then next, next. Please understand this. Okay, that's motivational theory, what we looked at. Next, Herzberg's theory, motivation theory. Here, Herzberg says that there are ways in which, you know, satisfaction and dissatisfaction works. Okay. There are factors which will contribute to satisfaction and dissatisfaction of the team or people who are working. And they arise, satisfaction at work always arise from different factors. We are going to look at that. And we are not simply opposing reactions to other factors or some other factors. So in 1959, Herzberg wrote following useful little phrase. We can expand by stating that a job satisfies the deal with the factors involving in doing the job, whereas the job dissatisfies the deal with the factors that define the job context. Makes it a little difficult for us to understand, but here you need to understand that there are motivators for satisfactors and hygiene factors for dissatisfaction. Motivators for satisfaction is achievement, recognition, responsibility, and work itself. Work itself can be a motivator so that I feel satisfied by doing work. Okay? Let's say a person has a skill, very good skill in designing. Okay? If I assign that work, that person is given a work instead of designing, coding, he might not feel comfortable. He might feel that dissatisfied with the work he is doing. But as I said, he has to work to put food on his plate. But if I try to give him the work which he or she likes, he might feel motivated. More motivated. Achievement, feeling accomplished. I completed something, a challenging task. These are motivators for doing work. Okay. Hygiene factors for dissatisfaction is, you know, salary benefits. People many times feel dissatisfied by the monetary benefits which they get against the work which they are doing. Like, you know, chemical factory. It's a very high-risk job, but still they are able to do that. Why? Because they feel connected, right? Okay, then company policies, administration. If you feel that, you know, company is not giving enough leaves, there are stringent laws against the time, check-in time and check-out time, okay? Or the recesses or lunch breaks are very stringent norms against them. And people feel dissatisfied. The hygiene factors, they do not feel related to that, okay? Right? So, again, another motivation theory, Ushi's theory. This is known as theory Z. We looked at theory X, Y. This is Z. It was developed by William Ushi. This is referred as Japanese management style. This is basically a combination of theory Y and modern Japanese management. Okay, if you all know, you know, Japanese are very particular about the way they do work. So Japanese best practices, work best practices have been integrated into theory Y, with theory Y, that is theory Z. Theory Y, what does it say? People are optimistic. They can do their own work. Now for doing their work, Japanese management practices can be integrated here. Okay, this, it places a large amount of freedom and trust in the workers and assume that they will be loyal and take interest in their work. Okay. So, more stress is reliance is put on attitude and responsibility. Okay. It blends American and Japanese practices, I would say, you know, giving them freedom to work and Japanese ways of doing work. Okay. So that your productivity and job satisfaction increases. Okay. Now, let's look at expectancy theory, motivation theory. Belief here is that people are not motivated by failures, they are motivated by achievement. Okay, as per this theory, people expect to be rewarded for their achievement. Okay, so there is, people feel that if I'm being, you know, I have completed a critical task, I should be rewarded. But each person's expectation is different, so, you know. So each person expectation we need to manage. This is what we have been talking about, project manager's role, you know. So what is expected? Expected results, do I have achieved? People's attitude or actions toward it, you know. So they are motivated by achievement. I have completed very difficult task which was expected to take 10 days, I've finished in 7 days. I've achieved something. How individuals make decisions about the effort they have put in a task is the very impacting factor in this. Please remember. Okay, one more theory of motivation. David Maxwell theory of motivation. It pioneered workplace motivation theory, achievement-based motivational theory it is, okay. Here, they say that, you know, people possess three needs: achievement, power, and affiliation. Okay, this achievement-based motivational theory talks about achievement, power, and affiliation. Okay, this it is more basically is an assessment-based kind of theory. Here, as I said, achievement, motivation, authority or power motivation, or affiliation motivation. Okay, this was identified in 1961. Okay, what does achievement motivation mean? So, if individual's predominant motive is achievement, means they are motivated to do better for the sake of doing it. So, they will do it because they feel that achievement will lead to something. Okay. Next is power. Authority motivated. If the individual's predominant motive is power, then they will influence others or take control. Okay. If I have to give example of this, very simple. Hitler. You know, power. He wanted to control everything, right? They will try and take control of others or influence others. If an individual's predominant motive is affiliation, then a friendly relationship, or they are motivated by social connections. If they are social birds, basically. They feel that I'm motivated because there are people around me who feel that, yeah, I'm a good person. Okay? So, friendly relationships motivates them. Right? Okay? These people are basically team players. They like people around them. Please remember this. Okay? Oldham Hackman's job characteristics model. Again, one more model. Suggests managers should group together the elements of tasks to be carried out so that they can form a meaningful and satisfying assignment. Okay. This theory basically talks about dimensions about skill, task, then anatomy and feedback. Okay. In here, job characteristics model. What five core job dimensions that influence employee motivation and job satisfaction. Basically, this talks about the characteristics of job that influence the people who are doing the job or motivate them, basically. Okay. So, first three factors, skill variety. Skill is degree at which a job requires different kinds of skills and talents. Number of different skills. Okay, so this person can do this also. This like a person who can write a code also, test also, put it in a repository also. He's an all-rounder. Skills which have been there. Task identity. Extent to which job involves completing a whole and identified piece of work. Degree to which or extent to which work and its results are identifiable as it belongs to you, basically. Task significance, degree to which your job has an influence on others. Not only others, but whole your organization as well. Impact. Okay. Next. Autonomy. a discretion you have about way that you do the job. I would say the level of independence or discretion this job provides to you. Feedback. It is a degree at which employees receive direct and clear information or direction to do their job. Okay. This is Oldham Jackman's job characteristics. Okay. So, we have looked at many theories now, motivation theories, and they all lead to improving or the team building or basically understanding needs of team and motivating them. So to improve motivation, manager needs to do certain basic things. Just to summarize, first, set specific goals. Specific goals means what they need to achieve, team needs to achieve. They need to be demanding yet acceptable to the staff. Good, it is good to involve staff in goal setting and gain their acceptance. So when manager needs to set a specific goal, he needs to communicate, come here. So he will call people, come here, please. This is what is expected out of you. Do you understand? If not, tell me what is the kind of goal which you will be able to achieve. If there is a gap, how should we fill the gap between what you can achieve and what is expected? What are the skills or effort or support you need to fill this gap? That is setting up a specific goals. Providing feedback. Keep them motivated and provide feedback regularly so that they feel they are progressing. Their productivity keeps on increasing. Okay. And consider job design. Jobs can be altered to make them more interesting and give sense of responsibility. Okay. So person is doing a coding job, but it is sometimes very, very interactive or very useful if they test also their own codes or look at the way the testing is being done. So giving them opportunity to do something different. Okay. Next, let's do just summarize what we have covered till now. Successful projects depend on how well the team works together. Elements that lead to success, including commitment, contribution, good communication, and cooperation. Building a collaborative team needs proactive efforts, planned, structured effort by project manager as well as the team. Communication channel, the ways you communicate, okay, needs to be devised according to the distributed team environment or people who are there. Fostering teamwork is a topmost priority. Please understand this. Teamwork is very, very important. If people do not work in a team, it's bound to create problem. They will work in silos or as an island, working as nerds, then it doesn't help. Okay, please remember this. Okay, that summarizes our team building efforts and understanding about this. Let's connect back. Thank you very much.